It's a joy to see you again this morning. This morning we are going to speak about many things. But mostly on a sort of spiritual level. When I was involved in the pro-life movement, for many years I thought active involvement in the pro-life movement was drawing me away from the work of the priest. Until finally one day I realized that it's only the work of the priest ultimately that can allow the success of the pro-life movement. It is because I am a priest, I must be involved in this movement. A priest who is not a Golgotha doesn't understand the sacrifice he offers. And the modern day Golgothas are the place where innocent blood is being shed today. So the question is, not should I be there, but I must be there. And anyone who discourages you from going to Golgotha is not thinking as I believe with the mind of Christ. In America for many, many years we went everywhere in the pro-life movement. Except to the very place where it was the weakest link, the Achilles heel of the pro-choice movement. If you simply try to argue this cause in academia, in the halls of Congress,
in den verschiedenen Parlamenten,
talking to the media,
wenn man zu den Medien spricht und diskutiert,
you're wasting your time.
Dann vergeudest du deine Zeit.
You will lose.
Und du wirst verlieren.
But if you go to the place where there's a victim,
aber wenn du dorthin gehst, wo es ein Opfer gibt,
you see, it sounds reasonable. It sounds reasonable. You are for life, I am for choice. It's a pluralistic, democratic society. We must learn to live with each other. It's easy for me to live with that position.
Es wäre leicht für mich, mit dieser Einstellung zu leben.
And for you to live with that position.
Und für die anderen, mit dieser Einstellung zu leben.
But it's impossible. But it's impossible for the unborn child to live with that position.
Unmöglich, diese Einstellung zu haben für das ungeborene Kind.
So when you go to Golgotha,
so wenn du nach Golgotha gehst,
you are coming upon a victim whose very life is being destroyed. And you are an object of disdain because you are making present visibly the victim by your presence there.
Und weil du dort anwesend bist und dadurch das Opfer sichtbar macht, wirst du seine Widerstand.
And there are two victims.
Und es gibt eben zwei Opfer dort.
It is the unborn child. And it is the mother and the father and all those who are doing this to the unborn child. And in some ways they are the greater victim. They need your presence even more than the unborn child. Because the soul of the unborn child has done nothing wrong. The abortionist can only hurt the body. Cannot touch the soul of the unborn child. And the soul of that unborn child goes directly to God. And those who walk out physically intact, they have done a moral evil. And their souls are at risk of eternal salvation. It is to these people most especially that Jesus wants to go to them. Oh yes, he wants the babies not to be killed. But much more so, he wants the people whose eternal salvation is at risk to change, to turn, to come back to Jesus. Jesus went to Golgotha for the person who was going to put him to death.
Jesus ging nach Golgotha auf dem Kreuz, besonders für die Personen, die ihn getötet haben.
He went out of love for those people.
Er ging dorthin aus Liebe für diese Menschen.
And one of the first priests said to Jesus, don't go to Golgotha. Not much has changed. Peter said, it's dangerous there. They'll kill you. And Jesus looked at Peter. Peter, you haven't got a clue about what I am about. I am going there precisely for the person who's going to kill me. I am going to lay down my life for that person. He is not killing me, I am giving my life for him. I am not some type of poor victim that wants to escape from the will. This is why I came. So a priest not going where Jesus wants to go, namely where the people in a culture of death are in the darkest, namely where the culture of death has its final outcome, where it is midnight at midday, where they are in darkness, where life is being destroyed, where they are in error, where they are without love, where else should you go? And for so long, and still even in America, Many people active in the pro-life cause have not gone to these modern day Golgothas. But once you go, you know that's where Jesus wants you to be. I'm not sure which was more difficult for Mary and John. The going to Golgotha or the leaving of Golgotha after they had gotten there. If you imagine at the end when John would say to Mary, he is dead, we must leave. How difficult it is at the to let our loved ones go. And yet when they walked away from Golgotha, could you imagine John saying to Mary, well, that's the end? They won. The mystery of iniquity crushed goodness. That's a reality. It happened. He was crucified. We must not deny this part of life. There is great suffering. There are people who are crucified. But Mary said to John, it is not the end. It's only the beginning. You see, the greatest evil that took place on the face of the earth was the day we crucified our God. And the greatest good that ever took place on the face of the earth was the day that God was crucified. The mystery of iniquity and the mystery of goodness. We cannot be unrealist. There is a tremendous evil now in the world. Inspired by the devil. People are blind to this great evil. Who is blind? The people doing it. The people who say they believe in God. Even spiritual leaders. We have blindfolds on. We talk forever about this issue. But it would end quickly if all of God's people would go to where the victim is being crucified. It is where Jesus wants to go. And that's why what you do is so pleasing to God. You are bringing Jesus to the site and the place where he wants to go, where the people are most in need. But it's important when we are present there that we are there for the right reasons and in the proper way. Because if we are there filled with self-righteousness, if we are there thinking we're better than others, if we are there to condemn those who are doing this, we will not grow in holiness. We will not be effective. We have to go there with the mindset of Jesus Christ, with the heart of Mary and John, in total weakness. Even it may be as we pray, Christ will be crucified once again. The child will die and the mother will be broken. You have to believe that the people who crucified Jesus, when they left that day and they went home that night, they had to say, like many mothers and fathers today, what have I done? We have taken goodness itself and crucified it. We have taken an innocent child and destroyed it. My God, what have we done? And darkness sets into their souls, and despair, and despair. When we go, we must bring to this place of darkness hope. When you go, you are going there to bring an awareness to them, of Jesus Christ, of the love of the Father. Our Lord said, they're going to persecute me because they neither know me nor my Father's love for them. And he said, they will do the same to you because they do not know me nor my Father's love. But I will make it known to them before I die. When they are crucifying me, I will tell them, the Father forgives them, for they know not what they do. And I will ask the Father, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do. And I will be like a Lamb of God led to the slaughter. But after they do this, and they can touch and taste and see and feel God's incarnate love, then they will believe. You see, the good thief, he listened to Jesus. The good thief looked down and saw Mary and John and Mary Magdalene. And his heart began to change. And at the moment of incredible weakness and helplessness, God had his first convert.
Und im Moment der größten Schwäche und Hilflosigkeit von Jesus Christ hat die große erste Begegnung.
He said, remember me, Jesus, when you enter your kingdom. It actually required the death of Jesus for the soldier, the centurion, to believe. Often it requires the death of the unborn child before the mother and the father will come to their senses. What have I done? So the mystery of iniquity gives way to the resurrection. And at the moment you think you are at your weakest, the conversions are beginning. Because the power of God is being manifest. And so when Mary was leaving with John, she said, John, it is only begun. He shall rise from the dead. And that is the reason for our hope. But they believed because they witnessed and they experienced the love of God incarnate at Calvary.
Sie sind zum Glauben gekommen und glauben, weil sie gesehen haben als Zeuge die Liebe Gottes Fleisch geworden auf Golgatha.
And today people will only believe if they witness people who do as Jesus did. That they can see and touch and taste once again the incarnate love of God. In the people who are living out the Mass, the sacrifice of Jesus. We want people to believe without suffering the passion of Christ. We want people to believe without being Christians. To be pro-life is to be a victim with Christ. To be pro-life is to desire eternal life for all those caught in the culture of death. The battle is to go where the culture of death is darkest and seems to have finally totally conquered goodness, and to
sehen, wie die Kultur des Todes sozusagen komplett das Leben besiegt,
and to change it into a victory.
Das anzusehen und das genau aus diesem Bösen, das in das Gute verwandelt werden sieht.
By bringing the power of the risen Christ in you,
dadurch, dass eben die Kraft des auferstandenen Christus in uns,
to a world that desperately needs Christ. So, think no longer of pro-life, anti-life. There are not two sides. You are to be, as God convinced the world that was broken and in darkness,
genauso zu sein, wie Jesus, als er in die Welt kam, die gefallen, zerbrochenen Finsternis war.
And his message was one of mercy.
Und seine Botschaft war die Botschaft der Barmherzigkeit.
That the Father of mercy so loved the world that he sent his Son.
Der Vater Tante der Barmherzigkeit hat so sehr die Welt geliebt, dass er seinen einzigen Sohn gesandt hat.
And he brings healing and light.
Und er bringt Heilung und Licht.
So, this is how you must conceive or understand yourself in the pro-life movement.
Das ist, wie du dich selbst verstehen musst in der Pro-Life-Movement.
You continue, or Jesus continues today, the work of his Heavenly Father. You are to faithfully make present this unconditional, everlasting love of God for a world broken in darkness and in sin. And you bring to it the light, the forgiveness, and the love of Jesus Christ. So, you do not think of yourself as the media projects you, as pro-life, they're anti-life. There, with God, there are not two sides. God has no enemies. We turn away from God. We become enemies of God. But what God has made, what God has created, what God has redeemed, he never stopped loving. And he comes with this everlasting, unconditional love of God to us. And to be pro-life is have that same mindset, that same heart of Jesus. And you're bringing that to those who are in darkness. And when you go in prayer, when you go out of love, when you go with the mindset of Jesus Christ, you never lose. The mystery of iniquity, even that results in the death of the child, even results in the broken heart of mom and dad. It's not the end of the story. The sun will come up tomorrow. There is a resurrection. And your presence and your prayer and your Christ-like presence it may touch the hearts of the parents before the abortion. And they may spare the child. Praise God. But they may not. And do not be. The mystery of iniquity may crush once again totally Jesus Christ. But they will remember Jesus in you. And even after the death, the conversions will begin. So we must remove from ourselves anything that would stop people from seeing the love and the face of Christ in those who call themselves pro-life. Now you do this here. You precede going to Golgotha so often with adoration. When you go, I see you, you're always praying. When you come back, you praise God.
Wenn ihr zurückkommt, lobt Gott.
You are now being real Christians. The pro-life movement is not pulling you away from being a Christian. It's only as and precisely because you're acting as Christians can this battle be won. It is you allow Jesus to live within you, and then through you, you bring Jesus to the people that need Jesus. But do not be disheartened if Jesus is crucified. That maybe the baby will not be spared. Maybe the baby will be killed. It is not the end. Jesus loves the person who killed the baby. He never stopped loving the mother having the abortion. He never stopped loving the abortionist. We must be careful of demonizing the people on the other side. Making them into the devil. As though they were beyond salvation. There is no one beyond salvation. They are all loved by God. And who will bring and let them know about God's love? The consequences of all this pro-choice language reaches its culmination in death. And at that moment, these people are in the most hopeless, helpless situation. If they ever needed Christ, it is now. They are without hope. They are in darkness. They are in despair. You don't go there to curse the darkness. You don't go there in self-righteousness to condemn the people who do this. Oh, you know it's wrong. But you let God make the judgments. But for the grace of God, you could be there. Maybe you have already been there. God never stopped loving you. We stopped loving God. God never stopped loving us. And you must bring that everlasting love of God to them now, most especially. Be prepared to be rejected. Be prepared to be cursed. Be prepared to be considered a terrorist. Be prepared that everybody will make their distance from you who go to these places. Not only in the world, but even in the church. Calvary was not crowded. But you go. Because you have received this grace. You go because they need Christ most especially Aber they bought the gospel of the world, they lived it, and they're crushed by it. They accepted choice. It's a right to kill my child. And he acted on this. And now they're broken. And who cares? Jesus does. Jesus wants their salvation. And so must we. So, what you are doing is you're living the Mass. The Passion of Christ is being continued to be lived in you, the members of His body. You are making up what is lacking in the sufferings of Christ for the redemption of the world. God is allowing you to work with Him in bringing salvation. But it is important that when you go that close to such evil, that you not be crushed by it, that you not fall into despair, that you give up hope. And you will, if you only think of we are going there to save the physical life of the babies. But if you go there with the mindset of Jesus for the salvation of souls, and you know every prayer that you utter will be heard by God and have its effect. And the people may not respond immediately, but they will never forget you. The conversion may take place 20 minutes, 20 days, or 20 years later. You know, in the United States, anyone who has an abortion, 50% of them will have another abortion. But if we touch the hearts of the people after the abortions, a 100% of the time that is pleasing to God, and it means 50% of the time we're saving the next baby. Because the mother will not repeat the abortion. So if you give up on mother because she had the abortion, and you walk away, you are giving up on someone that God still loves. And if you reach their hearts after the abortion, that's always pleasing to God. And I say 50% of the time you're saving the next child. Because there's a 50% repeat rate. You want to save babies? Save souls. Save souls. So I stress that you go there with the mindset and the heart of Jesus, with the mindset and the heart of Mary and John. And you go there because you love the unborn children. Sometimes we think that Jesus died alone and abandoned by himself. That's not true. Jesus died surrounded by love and compassion. When Jesus looked down from the cross, he saw his mother. He saw his priest. He saw the woman that loved him with all her heart, Mary Magdalene. And they stood by him and with him in prayer. With compassion and with love. He did not die alone. The unborn children should not die without love, prayer, and compassion. Although they have a short time on this earth, someone must recognize their existence. No record is kept of their existence. But as you stand there, you are recognizing that they do exist, and you're telling the world that they do exist. And in their few short hours here on earth, you are praying for them. Compassion means to suffer with. And you suffer with them. And you love them. They do not die abandoned and alone. And you know, I often say to pro-lifers, we all grow old. We all die. And you who stood at the gates of these killing centers, praying and pleading and loving the unborn children, you will find that when you come to the gates of paradise, you are going to have many friends. Those unborn children are going to say to Jesus, Jesus, these are my friends. Although I lived a very little short time on earth, they recognized that I was there. They suffered with me. They prayed for me. They loved me. Jesus, let my friends in. And God will hear the pleas of those precious infants. And you'll be taken into the kingdom of God. You know, the work that you do is holy. The work that you do is what Jesus wants to do most especially. Because he loves the children. He loves the mothers and fathers who are killing the children. It's the same Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. And it's at Golgotha and at Calvary that all good comes into the world. And your presence at these places is turning Good Friday into Easter Sunday. Your presence at these places is turning the place of death into the place of spiritual resurrection. And you are doing what Jesus did. You are loving your enemies. I give you a new commandment. What is this new commandment, Jesus? Well, it isn't to go talk to other pro-lifers. It isn't to go and visit your friends. What is this new commandment, Jesus? I want you to go love your enemies. Okay. What do you mean, Jesus? I will show you. I will lay down my life for my enemies. And they will become my friends. There's no arguments. There's no way you pull people from this culture of death. There's no shortcut for bringing about this a culture of life. As though we could go around or avoid Golgotha. It is through. Do you not understand this kingdom is built on sacrifice? Do you not understand unless the seed falls into the ground and dies, it will not grow? Do you not understand that the blood of Christians is the seed of Christianity? You are called by Jesus to continue the work of Jesus. Or I say, Jesus continues his work through you. So you're loving your enemies. You are finally a Christian. You are being Christ to those who curse you. You're loving those who mock you. You're reaching out to those who would like to kill you. The pro-life movement has not taken you away from being Christians. Or the work of the church. You are outstanding Christians in the world today. You are at the cutting edge. You are at the cutting edges of a society. So I do not apologize for having you crucified. I am your friend. Our Lord said that. I call you friends. Now come with me and be crucified. It's the way to eternal life. And so when Professor Dietmar Fischer keeps driving you to Golgotha. You have no better friend. Because who would go there? You weren't commanded to do so. And who could stay there without the help of Mary and Jesus? So what is happening is you are really growing in holiness. You are living the Mass. You're really making Christ present. And they say the proof is in the pudding. It's, you know, the proof is in the pudding. You have the expression. Okay, forget that. So the reality is that reality is that when you are doing this, you are causing an effect on the world that is miraculous. Are you celebrating 10 years of Leben Zen from here? I think there's 10,000 miracles that took place. You multiply those 10,000 children and understand that's 10,000 genealogies. All the children that will come from those children until Christ comes again. Do you have any idea what God has done for you? If you did, you'd have big heads. And every time you start to get a big head, God has the other side come and spit on you. Literally. He puts you. But you, right, he keeps us humble. I go out 5 days a week in council. 4 to 6 hours a day. So I have a break today. The average priest starts his day. He will say, "Good morning, Father." I usually start my day with someone saying, "Go to hell, Father." And have a nice day yourself. Every day, we just keep praying. Be Christ to them. Every day, turn around. People come back out. Come back out. Come back out. In America, in New York City, the people help us praying, counseling outside of the abortion mills. And I must tell you, Vienna has nothing on us. It's tough to do it in New York City. Vienna has nothing on us. It's very tough to do in New York City. We are the abortion capital of the world. In New York City alone, 3.7 million unborn babies have died. In New York City alone. No city in the world has more abortion mills than New York. Yet, in spite of that, the people go as you do. And the amount of women who come back out and babies live are at least 5,000 each year. 50,000 in 10 years.
50,000 in 10 Jahren.
Our numbers are greater.
Unsere Zahlen sind größer.
Of those going in to die.
Auch derer, die reingehen, um zu sterben.
So we have a greater number coming back out.
So haben wir auch eine größere Anzahl derer, die rauskommen.
But this is miraculous.
Aber das ist wunderbar.
And of course, what has happened is that this the help has started on the feast of Our Lady the Rosary.
Die Helfer haben am Fest unserer lieben Frau vom Rosenkranz begonnen.
So we have learned to give the rosary to everybody.
Also haben wir gelernt, jedem den Rosenkranz zu geben.
We have people make the rosaries for us across the country in the United States.
Wir haben Leute im ganzen Land, die für uns Rosenkränze machen.
And I ask them as they make the rosary,
und ich bitte sie, dass wenn sie die Rosenkränze knüpfen,
would they pray for the mother,
dass sie für die Mutter beten,
or the one,
oder denjenigen,
to whom we will give these rosaries.
Den wir den Rosenkranz dann später geben.
So they become one of the links in this chain of prayer.
So werden sie zu einem Teil von dieser Kette des Gebetes.
We have spiritual supporters who pray that are not there.
Wir haben Leute, die uns unterstützen und eben für uns beten, die nicht anwesend sind.
We have people who are at the site who pray.
Wir haben Leute, die dort anwesend sind vor der Klinik und beten.
We have the large prayer vigil.
Wir haben die große Gebetsvigil.
All those prayers result in change of heart.
Und all diese Gebete führen in die Änderung in den
Last year, outside the abortion mills in New York City, we gave out 10,000 pairs of rosary beads. We give out with it how to say the rosary. We, when speaking to the mother, we catechize. We evangelize. We ask them, are the children baptized? We check to see if were they married? We give them small catechisms to teach their children about their faith. We give them help of where they can get help in the pregnancy.
Wir geben ihnen Adressen, wo sie Hilfe in der Schwangerschaft bekommen können.
We give them love.
Wir geben ihnen Liebe.
We give them Christ.
Wir geben ihnen Christus.
So that the work of the helpers has become incredibly the work of the church.
So dass die Arbeit der Helfer unglaublich auch zur Arbeit der Kirche wurde.
And we have found that the most disposed audience, more than in church itself,
und wir haben gesehen, dass das größte Publikum mehr als in der Kirche selber,
are the people coming to the abortion clinics.
Die Leute sind, die zur Klinik kommen.
It's to the mother who just had an abortion.
Die Frau, die gerade eine Abtreibung hatte.
That they are more open to hearing about salvation and Jesus and love than sometimes people in a church.
Sie sind mehr offen gegenüber der Botschaft von Jesus, von ihrer Rettung, als die Leute in der Kirche sind.
And the miracles that keep taking place,
und die Wunder, die stattfinden,
not only in New York City,
nicht nur in New York City,
across the country,
das ganze Land,
around the world,
in der ganzen Welt,
it's a sign of God's presence.
Es ist ein Zeichen für die Anwesenheit Gottes,
that God is working through you.
Dass Gott durch euch arbeitet.
You cannot explain on a natural level,
ihr könnt es nicht auf natürliche Weise erklären,
what you have done in the past 10 years.
Was ihr die letzten 10 Jahre getan habt.
You could not do it without God.
Ihr könntet es niemals tun ohne Gott.
Because when a mother turns around,
wenn eine Mutter die umkehrt,
she's not only choosing life for the child,
sie wählt nicht nur das Leben des Kindes,
she's choosing God for herself.
Sie wählt Gott selbst.
It's a conversion.
Es ist eine Umkehr.
It's a major moment of grace.
Es ist ein unglaublicher Augenblick der Gnade.
And for you to be part of that,
und für euch daran teilzuhaben,
it is an incredible gift of God.
Ist ein unglaubliches Geschenk Gottes.
But it's also making you grow in holiness.
Aber es lässt euch selbst in der Heiligkeit wachsen.
It's also making you really be Christians.
Und es macht euch zu wahren Christen.
When we first started the helpers in the 80s, few people were saying the rosary in America. Indeed, some people were downgrading it. And yet, When we first went,
und jetzt, als wir zuerst rausgingen,
it was the only thing we went with.
War das das Einzige, womit wir gegangen sind.
Nothing else.
Und sonst nichts.
Except the rosary.
Nur den Rosenkranz.
In our hands.
In unseren Händen.
I remember the first time I stood outside of a large abortion mill in this. We stood there for 3 hours praying the rosary. 100 women went in for an abortion. You're keeping count. The enormity of the evil came home to us. Everybody else walking by. And suddenly God's people were standing at Golgotha. And suddenly we started to have others join us. Then we had bishops leading us to Golgotha.
Dann auf einmal kamen Bischöfe, die uns nach Golgotha begleiteten.
Then we had the people of God joining with the bishops praying at Golgotha.
Und dann kamen andere Leute Gottes und haben uns begleitet mit den Bischöfen.
And the weak point of the pro-choice movement now was being brought home and made clear to all.
Und dieser Schwachpunkt der Kultur des Todes wurde sichtbar.
Light was being thrown on the place that they did not want the light to be thrown.
Und das Licht wurde jetzt dorthin gebracht, dorthin sozusagen geworfen, an die Stelle, wo die Kultur des Todes nicht wollte, dass dort Licht hinkommt.
When these people come recently with their cameras to see you and so forth,
die Leute kamen mit den Kameras zu euch, also zu den Leuten dort.
Trust me, the other side does not like this.
Glaubt mir, die andere Seite will das nicht.
Because you are drawing the people's attention here in Vienna and Austria,
weil du die Aufmerksamkeit der Leute in Wien, in Österreich,
to the killing centers
auf die Tötungszentren,
that we thought we had done away with. Sorry. I went to Dachau.
Ich bin nach Dachau gegangen.
I talked to the Carmelite sisters there.
Ich habe zu den Karmelitenschwestern gesprochen.
And they had this, never again, never again. And people coming in busloads to see, never again.
Wenn die Leute dorthin kommen, sagen sie niemals wieder.
And I talked to the sisters.
Ich habe den Schwestern gesagt.
I said, sisters,
ich sagte, Schwestern,
we need your prayers.
Wir brauchen euer Gebet.
Because it's again and again and again.
Denn es geschieht wieder und wieder und wieder.
I said, these killing centers are now all over the world. You don't have to take a bus ride to find a killing center. You could take a walk down from your house. And nobody's going there, sisters. Will you pray that the eyes will be opened? Said God's people, that the bishops in the church, that we will go to these places today and throw light on them so that they cannot do the work in the darkness, that we bring Christ to them so that they'll leave the darkness. We need your prayers. And I must say to the 17 sisters at Dachau, our spiritual support prayers of the helpers of God's precious infants. By the time I left, they realized it's not a past problem. It's an ongoing, expanding problem. That the culture of death is in every country today. And only the church is able to counteract it. One country, one government after another is institutionalizing this sin. Major organizations like the EU and the United Nations, they want to
United Nations.
They want to make it the law of the land.
Sie wollen es zum Gesetz des Landes machen.
The really only force in the face of the earth to counteract this darkness
die einzige Macht auf der Welt, die dagegen ankämpfen kann,
is the people of God.
Sind die Leute Gottes.
In particular, it's the Church of Jesus Christ.
Das ist die Kirche Jesu
Christi. It is the Catholic Church.
Das ist die katholische Kirche.
That has the means whereby we are all over the world.
Die Mittel hat, die notwendig sind für die ganze Welt.
See, I just came back from Ghana.
In
Togo, in Nigeria, in Cape Town, South Africa. Wherever I go, there is the church. They have gone out to the face of the ends of the world. And if this church wakes up and begins to proclaim Umani Vitae, and is not politically correct,
es ist politisch nicht korrekt,
is not embarrassed by the truth,
es ist nicht
but if every pulpit across the world
aber jeder über die ganze Welt verstreut,
begins to proclaim the full message and beauty of the Christian message,
beginnt die Schönheit der christlichen Botschaft zu verbreiten,
and the dignity and the value of every single life,
und die Würde und den Wert jedes einzelnen Lebens,
and proclaim about the Father of Mercy has come to bring about a forgiveness of all those who have been caught in this culture of death.
Und sie bringen die Botschaft, dass der Vater der Barmherzigkeit sich ausstreckt nach all denen, die in dieser Kultur des Todes gefangen sind.
And then beyond words,
ohne Worte,
lead by example.
Durch das Beispiel.
Go to the people who are in darkness.
Gibst du den Leuten eine Dunkelheit.
Bring them a great light.
Bringt ihnen ein großes Licht.
To the people in darkness.
Zu diesen Leuten der Dunkelheit.
Isn't that what Advent is about?
Ist das nicht das, was Advent bedeutet?
Isn't that what the church is supposed to be doing?
Ist das nicht das, was die Kirche tut?
We are the only force, as I see it.
Wie ich das sehe, sind wir die einzige Kraft.
On the face of the earth.
Auf der ganzen Erde.
That can restore a culture of life. There's no free world coming to rescue a world that is entrapped. The whole world is slipping into darkness. It is the church. And you are the church. You are the ones who must bring Christ, the light of the world, to a world in darkness.
Ihr seid diejenigen, die das Licht Christi in eine Welt in der Dunkelheit bringen.
Will you be rejected?
Ihr werdet zurückgewiesen.
Will you be persecuted?
Ihr werdet beschuldigt werden.
Will you even be crucified?
Vielleicht auch gekreuzigt.
Possibly.
Möglich.
It happened to Jesus.
Es passierte Jesus.
But it's not the end.
Aber es ist nicht das Ende.
That's the mystery of iniquity, ultimately
das ist das Geheimnis des
being overcome by the mystery of goodness. And it works out and it continues to this day. You here in Vienna, I simply encourage you to continue this holy work. Clearly God has blessed the work.
Gott hat ganz klar diese Arbeit gesegnet.
The evidence of it is every day.
Man sieht es jeden Tag.
But it's a work that is making you holy.
Es ist eine Arbeit, die euch heilig macht.
You really are living the gospel.
Ihr lebt wirklich das Evangelium.
Because when you go out to Golgotha, to Calvary, and people turn around,
denn wenn ihr rausgeht auf Golgotha und die Leute umkehren,
many times they need help.
Dann brauchen sie oft Hilfe.
And suddenly you're practicing the corporal spiritual works of mercy.
Und ihr macht diese Werke der Barmherzigkeit.
You're encouraging them to trust in God, be resolved, come back to God.
Ihr ermutigt sie wieder an Gott zu glauben, zurück zu Gott zu kommen.
You're feeding the hungry.
Ihr füttert die Hungrigen.
You're sheltering the homeless.
Ihr gebt den Obdachlosen heim.
You are helping people. You're doing all the good things that we're supposed to do, the corporal spiritual works of mercy. Do you not realize that? You are living the Beatitudes. You are suffering for justice sake. You bring in peace to those who are upset. You're living the poverty of the gospel by sharing what you have with others. And blessed are you if you're persecuted for doing this. You have no sympathy for me, because you are blessed. The kingdom of God is yours. You're being like Christ. You're bringing Christ. And how pleasing this all is to God. So I say to you this morning, keep going. There's lots more in that culture of darkness that you got to reach out to. There are many lives that God still will use you to save. Many hearts that God will convert through you. And to your surprise, you find that your own heart has become like the heart of Christ. Your own face like the image of Christ. And God will be able to recognize the Father, His sons and daughters, Christ in each of you, without you realizing it. So you have my blessing, my encouragement, and I ask you to continue to persevere. And no, you're not alone. People are doing this now all over the world. It's renewing the church. I kid the bishop, I get more vocations now than I did when I was the rector of the seminary. I said, when they come to the seminary, we spoil them rotten. Because there's a shortage of priests. I said, now, I give them nothing. I put them in the gutter, in the rain. In the snow. I put them on their knees. We give them nothing. And they rise up. And they give God everything. I see lay people growing in great holiness. I see people becoming extraordinary, wonderful married people. I don't know how many religious vocations we have gotten, sisters, brothers, priests, it's incredible. It's another sign of God approving. So we will continue to pray for each other. And we always meet in prayer at Golgotha. And that means not only at the unbloody sacrifice, at the altar, but where the bloody sacrifice continues at the modern day Golgothas of our times. Let us pray for each other and meet once again at Golgotha.
Beten wir füreinander und treffen wir uns wieder auf Golgotha. Yes. Great.